This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado COVID-19 hospitalizations remain low. CPR's John Daly explains flu and RSV numbers are also dropping.
COVID-19 hospitalizations rose by 9 this week to 197. They've been right around 200 since mid-January. A feared winter surge in COVID hospitalizations didn't materialize this year, and the seven-day positivity rate dipped below 10% for the first time in several weeks. Most utilities report either decreasing or plateauing levels of COVID samples in wastewater. In the most recent data, the XBB Omicron subvariant makes up most variants of concern. Meanwhile, hospitalizations for flu and RSV, which were high at the end of last year, have dropped to low levels. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack was in the Senate today to answer questions from lawmakers on a number of topics, from the farm bill to wildfire resiliency. Vilsack says his agency is focusing on how to deal with drought in the West.
We've identified six major challenges that producers face, everything from forecasting to more precision utilization of irrigation, and 13 different strategies that we're going to provide resources.
Such as $25 million for an initiative focused on water conservation and drought resilience. Vilsack told senators his agency will rely on its Water in the West blueprint, which will drive its drought response efforts. Students in Brighton are back in class today. A shooting near Brighton High School yesterday caused some schools in the community to secure their doors. Three suspects were arrested and one victim was hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. Police are still investigating. It's unclear if students were involved in the shooting. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. Coming up next, it's Fresh Air.